Constraints on the Spin-Down of Fully Convective M-Dwarfs Using Wide Field Binaries, by Emily K. Pass et al. M-Dwarfs remain active over longer timescales than their sun-like counterparts, with potentially devastating implications for the atmospheres of their planets. However, the age at which fully convective M-Dwarfs transition from active and rapidly rotating to quiescent and slowly rotating is poorly understood, as these stars remain rapidly rotating in the oldest clusters that are near enough for a large sample of low-mass M-Dwarfs to be studied. To constrain the spin-down of these low-mass stars, we measure photometric rotation periods for field M-dwarfs in wide binary systems, primarily using TESS and M-Earth. Our analysis includes pairs, which are coeval but of unknown age, as well as M-dwarfs with white dwarf or sun-like primaries, for which we can estimate ages using techniques like white dwarf cooling curves, gyrochronology, and lithium abundance. We find that the epoch of spin-down is strongly dependent on mass. Fully convective M-dwarfs initially spin down slowly, with the population of 0.2-0.3 M-Sundrapid rotators evolving from prod. This was Constraints on the Spin-Down of Fully Convective M-dwarfs Using Wide Field Binaries, by Emily K. Pass et al.